This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I guess I should turn my mic on. My bad.
That was all you.
It is Monday, I guess. Jeez Louise, man.
Hi.
So get this. Rebel Wilson, who has always embraced being a little bit of a bigger girl, has announced she is 4 pounds away from her goal weight.
Yeah, she dropped a bunch of LBs.
Holy.
A bunch of them.
I hadn't seen her.
She was like an Adele glow up type thing where she just secretly just rode under the radar and started eating better and got healthy.
And then all of a sudden they come out of nowhere looking amazing. I mean, so Rebel Wilson is 4 pounds away from her goal weight. She said she started in 2020 saying, I'm going to change, you know, my health this year. And she did it. Because I guess her goal weight is about 165 and she's almost there. So she said she gets up, she exercises, she goes for hikes, she showed herself eating dessert. So she's not doing keto, I don't think, but like I did, but she's doing the exercise, eat healthy stuff. So boo?
Which you ask anybody in the world, that's how do you lose weight? Eat better and exercise and move your body a little bit. It's not too difficult.
For me, it was all food.
It is all food.
And then the exercising came in later for me because I can only take so many things at once. But the exercising just toned all the stuff hanging. You know, so, but exercise is so important. We've learned that this year, not moving around too much, how much it helps to move around.
Oh, I put on the COVID-19.
You put on 19?
Not really, but I put on quite a few. And I finally got them off. And I was like, wow, I'm just eating my feelings.
Yeah.
This isn't good.
Well, we're just bored.
Yes.
That's what part of it is this year. I'm just bored.
Yeah,
all the stuff I would be running around doing that would normally be on my schedule isn't on my schedule.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to do with myself? Luckily, I've maintained my weight for the record, but...
I was down to my goal weight the other day.
Where are
I
you?
Was, yeah. 187.
There
I was
you
proud
go.
Of myself. I
you
was proud
like,
of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Good at me. You can go, boy. You can go. What's up?
I had to bring this up because I thought it was like a good tip for people if you have a child who most of us, a lot of us were raised like this where we don't really learn how to deal with our emotions or we don't listen. And one of the phrases that gets said repeatedly by people, whether they mean it or not, just to diffuse a situation or avoid confrontation, the words are, I'm sorry. Now, I don't want people to think I don't want my child to know how to say I'm sorry.
Because it's good to apologize sometimes.
It's very good to apologize if you owe someone an apology or you're wrong and to acknowledge that. But my kid was getting a little crazy with it to the point where no matter what happened and what he did, it was, I'm sorry, and he would just run away. So I'd be like, Owen, why did you draw on that wall I told you not to draw on or whatever? I'm sorry, run away, you know? And that was a little extreme, drawing on a wall, you know, or, hey, Owen, why did you take your 7th popsicle today? I didn't tell you you could have another popsicle. I'm sorry, runs away. So it got to the point, though, where he was getting in trouble, like maybe he hit his brother, you know, and it was like, I'm sorry, disappear. And I'm like, no, stop saying I'm sorry. And he was repeating it, like, I'm sorry. It almost got pathetic and sad when I would watch him. And I was like, stop saying I'm sorry. This isn't, you need to, like, look at me and we need to talk about what's happening. Not you just going, I'm sorry, and running away and not wanting to deal with it. Can we talk about why you're in trouble, what you did wrong? And so I had been telling him, stop saying I'm sorry. Humans are so, we grow up and we won't do confrontation. We're afraid to say when something makes us uncomfortable or something's wrong, right? We're just like, I'm sorry, because we don't want to deal with it. I said, knock it off. You got to learn how to deal with your emotions. Come to find out, he tells me the other day, he was at his dad's house and his dad and his stepmom. I'm like so behind this. I totally agree with them for the record. So you can put that on the tape. I totally agree with them. He said, yeah, daddy and, you know, my stepmom told me to, instead of saying I'm sorry, to say okay. And I go, really? Why did they say that? And he goes, Well, they said, when I say I'm sorry, I'm not really hearing them. I'm not really understanding what I did. And so now I'm working on okay. So I'm working on that, mommy. And he was talking, I was like so impressed with him me this. I was like, Owen, this is great. So he did something the other day that he wasn't supposed to do. And I was like, Owen, stop. And he's like, I'm sorry. I go, what? He goes, okay. I go, good job. We're working. And because it makes him stop and think about what's happening around him versus the run away from confrontation with the I'm sorry, you know, move on with my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. They think I'm regretful. I can move on. It's all over.
I'm sorry.
It's done
so
with it now.
Many adults now. I mean, I remember in my 20s being apologetic for stuff I shouldn't have been apologetic for, because even me, the queen of confrontation, was afraid of confrontation at times. I know what that feels like. Oh, you know?
There's been times when I've done that because it feels like it's diffusing the situation. You feel like you're saying you're sorry. They're upset with me about something.
Yeah.
If I apologize, that's what they want me to do, is apologize.
Yes.
Maybe in their mind, they'll be like, oh, well, he's sorry. Let's move on with our lives. Mm-hmm. When you need to cut to the core of the problem, sometimes you need to.
It really did get pathetic. I started getting sad about it because I felt like it looked pathetic. I was like, stop just saying, I'm sorry. You look like a sad little kid who's just, you know, I was like... It was really something I wanted to change. So I was couldn't believe his dad and stepmom said that too. I was like, we are on the same team here.
Thank you for talking to your kids about their feelings and their emotions at such a young age, because you don't realize how much it's going to pay off down the road.
I hope.
It absolutely will. It totally will.
Well, we were in the generation of just shut up.
Yes.
Take it. Where if I scream at you, you take it. If I, you know, beat you down, you take it. Uh-huh. And there has to be consequences, but I don't want shame and, you know, destroying their self-esteem from them getting in trouble to that point. We don't even realize we're doing it.
Yeah. It's funny you bring this up. I found 7 things you should never have to apologize for. The things that you shouldn't have to apologize for.
Things we all apologize for?
100%. We'll talk about this next. Hold on, it's Kiss. Man, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You need to stop apologizing for at least these things right here.
Yes.
Because we were just talking about your son, Allie, who was apologizing overly just to kind of get out of things.
Too much. He's 8.5. He's going to be 9 this month. He's going to be 9. And I did start to notice that, because my kids are very different, and the nine-year-old, he's always apologizing but it's like a pathetic, sad, like, I'm sorry, and now I'm just going to run away. And I'm like, no, hold on. We have to make sure you... So now he's working on saying okay when he gets reprimanded versus I'm sorry. And you know what, Riggs? It did trigger something in me too. You know, this is all about us at the end of the day. This triggers me from my childhood and being, you know, just okay, whatever to stop the rocking the boat, whatever will make the yelling stop, whatever will make my parents
happy.
Where I feel like this turns into us as adults is a mess. Yeah.
Some apologies can be powerful when you are accepting accountability for something and when it's owed, but there are some things that you should never apologize for, and these are 7 of them, and I agree with all of them, and I think we've all apologized for these things
before. I want to hear them, because how many people do you know that say I'm sorry that don't mean it, because it's just conditioned into their...
You should never apologize for your feelings, for how you feel about something.
Okay.
Because the way you feel is the way you feel, and that's okay. You're entitled to your feelings. Not, I'm sorry, I'm sad about that. I tell this to people that have loss of suicide before, too, because some of them, they'll have... I had a mother that lost a son to suicide, and she was like, I'm kind of relieved. Is that bad? And I was like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
And
it's,
she
it
felt
morbid.
Bad that she was relieved.
Right.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she had probably... Yeah, there was so much stress.
She knew that he went through so much, so she was relieved that he wasn't in that pain. But so you should never apologize for your feelings. How you feel is how you feel. Number 2 is your appearance, the way you look, how you dress, anything like that.
Yeah.
Why would you apologize for that?
Yeah.
The way you are is the way you are.
Yeah.
And it's really self-reflecting to apologize for.
That's interesting. So, like, if people give you hell for the way you dress or, you know, you look... And all the time we make fun of people's bodies, too.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Number 3, needing you time. Like, taking self-care, doing something for you. Creating a boundary. You should never have to apologize for
that. See, I get tripped up on that one, though, Riggs, because I take a lot of self-time.
Is there a limit to how much
you can be alone?
If you're isolating and it's like it's to an unhealthy point where you're eating all the time and you're totally cutting everything off from the outside world.
That has happened to me, obviously, where I've isolated and done unhealthy stuff.
And that's when good friends come in to help.
Yes.
They can say, hey, you're not being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were doing this to me, if you were blowing me off for things, I'd be like, that's just Allie being Allie.
Right.
But at some point, I would be like, yo, are you really okay?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Like, I will check on you.
I'm opening our messages if you want to text or call to 414-799. 1037. Okay, what else should you never apologize for?
Should
what does it
never
say?
Apologize for asking questions or asking a question.
Oh, we're so bad at that.
All the time.
All the time I do that.
Yep.
Or I'm like, sorry if this is a dumb question, but...
There are no dumb questions. You're asking them to clarify things. If anything, you're being very productive and you're mm-hmm. showing strength and saying, hey, I'd like to learn something.
So yeah.
Don't apologize for asking questions. Yeah. Don't apologize for other people's behavior.
Oh, what is... Okay, go on.
So if someone else is misbehaving, someone else is doing something bad, don't feel the need to apologize for them.
Unless it's your kid.
Right.
Can I apologize for that?
I don't think
you
should have
to. If my kid acts like a jerk in a store, I can say I'm sorry, right?
You can, but I don't think you should have to, because as an outsider,
it's not.
I expect your kid to be a jerk in public sometimes. I expect that as a non-parent, as someone that doesn't want children. Another thing you should never have to apologize for, not responding to a call or a text or an email. Because unless it's something urgent,
okay.
Why would you apologize for not responding to a text or a call or an email? Is it that big of a deal? Is it that important?
I don't think
you should have to apologize for that.
No, unless somebody needs you for something.
And if they do, then they'll say that.
And you're just not responding.
And if they say that, then you don't respond. Now you're being a jerk. But, you know, if it's just, what are you doing? And you don't respond.
Because I don't want people to take that as I don't have to do my job now.
No,
so
I'm
Riggs said I don't have to respond to
on
your
the radio.
Email.
I'm
he
talking
said
about
it.
If you're at home chilling by yourself. This goes back to not apologizing for taking self-care time. If you're just chilling out doing you and someone says, what are you doing? You don't have to feel pressured to respond and don't apologize for not responding. They're just throwing out a line to see if you can hang out.
Right, and you can't.
The final thing, don't apologize for things you can't control because you can't control it. Like your children. You can't control your children.
Well, I can't. That's what I mean.
At that point,
I'm accountable because they're my kids. But when they're adults, it's on them, man.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, I love you, Riggs. Thank you for this morning. You are 100% right. You should never apologize for being yourself. And somebody else said, because I was talking about how my son was apologizing too much and we're working on saying okay instead of I'm sorry, just to get me to stop reprimanding him or yelling at him or whatever. And somebody texted in and said, my daughter did that constantly at that age, explaining to her what she did wrong in less words, confirming that she acknowledges what she did wrong helped. I also tried to show compassion while talking to her through her mistakes. That was Carly in Greenfield, and Andrea's on one. I don't know what she wants to talk about. I picked it up real quick.
What up, Andrea? We're talking about not apologizing for certain things.
Yeah, where are you calling from today? What city?
I'm calling from Bayview.
Nice.
Bayview. What were you calling about?
I was just calling. I know Allie has youngins. I have teenagers now.
Yeah.
And my 16-year-old son told me a few weeks ago, it made me feel really good as a mom, that when I would apologize when they were younger, and I would kind of, you know, as moms, we all kind of lose it sometimes.
Yes, honey. Yes, we do.
I would go back and say, you know, your behavior wasn't okay. This is what caused me to get so mad. However, I'm sorry because my reaction was not okay.
There you go.
He told me that now as a teenager, he's much more able to be aware of his friends' feelings and the people around him and be more accountable because I was able to do that as his mom when he was young.
Okay.
And I'm scared of the teenage years, Andrea. Like, I'm just trying to manage their emotions right now at like 9 and, you know, 7. So I think about the teenage years and like how am I'm scared. I'm scared. Hey, I admit, don't tell my kids that.
Andrea, as someone that's like firsthand going to watch it all unfold in the next 3 or 4 years, teenagers, I have so much popcorn ready to go.
Well, you know who's got more testosterone than them? Me.
I know.
So bring it on.
I know, which is why it's going to be hilarious. 100%.
I have one boy and two girls, so you've got it worse than I do, Allie.
I'm not sure what's worse, you know? It's like my boys are so physical.
Yeah.
And that's girls are more emotional, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrea, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
All right, good luck, Allie.
Thank you. You too, girl.
Hey, before you hop on any Zooms with teachers, remember today is World Teacher Day, so make sure you celebrate and you wish your teachers a happy World Teacher Day.
Ooh, you better.
They'll appreciate it. They will.
Shout out to all my friends that are teachers.
Uh-huh. Tell them to go to an apple orchard and pick your own apples this year.
They did that anyway.
Yeah. It's a socially distant teacher gift for you. So Amazon Prime Day is a thing that happens every single year.
Yep.
People are always very excited about Amazon Prime Day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel like they have a lot of competition for Amazon Prime Day.
No. It's a big... When is it?
Amazon Prime Day is October 13th and 14th.
Oh my gosh, it's right around the corner.
Yep. Coming up very soon.
And I love it how it's... 2 days now. It wasn't always 2 days, was it?
Right. Well, it was Prime Day, and then they had so many like pre-sales.
Yeah,
and then like after
Prime
sales.
Days.
Right.
It's going to be Prime Week, then it's going to be Prime Month, but anyway,
like
go ahead.
It's like there's still Labor Day sales probably going on. They go on for so long. They keep extending them. However, there are two other stores that have now thrown their hat in the ring for that exact same time frame. Walmart, who just now they're doing their Walmart Plus thing,
yeah,
which is kind of like Amazon Prime, where you can have a subscription through Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and they'll deliver things same day or 2 day, yeah. next day.
Okay.
But they're holding a huge save event that runs that same time frame, October 11th through the 15th. Which is interesting.
Oh, so they're coming for them.
Walmart's coming for them. Mm-hmm.
I had ordered some stuff off their website, and it was the last time I did that. So I hope they figured out their problems, because it took like a week and a half to get general items that Amazon could have had to me in 2 hours. Like, it was not a smooth process.
Yeah.
That was a couple months ago.
And then who's walking in the door? The third one with the sunglasses walks in like a boss to say, I will now be joining this sale day as well.
Target
walks in like, what's up, bitches?
When you said, who walked in with their sunglasses on, I went, it's Target. Target's walking in, like, here we come.
Target kicks in the door and says, we're going to be doing a Deal Days event October 13th and 14th. What's up now?
So they're all coming for Amazon.
Everybody. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So you got Amazon, Walmart, and Target, all three doing sales events like October 11th through the 14th, that time frame. That's when you do your Christmas shopping right there.
And I'm okay with this because when Target and Walmart jump on, then they're going to give some competition, like you said. It's going to... Oh, I can't wait to buy useless crap for my house.
It'll work. It's 103.7 KISS FM. By the way, we do commercial-free hours all day, every day here. You can even listen with your radio.com app on your phone. Your phone is your radio with the radio.com app. Mm-hmm. It's Jason Derulo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this is interesting. You remember Perez Hilton? He was just the nastiest blogger back in the day. And before we really understood enough about cyberbullying, we enjoyed it. And then now it's not so funny to do stuff like that. We were like, okay, this is not nice.
He got pretty mean-spirited and
super
like,
mean.
Like drawing on faces, like vulgar things on celebrities. And I was like, I don't need this.
Listen
trash.
To this. He talks about it. So he has a new book, but I'm going to get into his little threesome with John Mayer and Jessica Simpson in a minute. But he talks about how he wants to apologize now. He's trying to go on this apology tour because he realizes how unhappy and nasty he was. And he said, he openly talks about how he used to go after any celebrity who wasn't nice to him. Like if it was something small, he would then attack them for months on his site. He said he did it with Ariana Grande. He said in 2011, he met Ariana Grande and her mom. They talked about him possibly managing or consulting for her career. They turned him down. He said, I was so hurt. So for years afterward, I was super petty towards her on my website. He said, I regret that. You know, he said a lot of celebrities obviously don't like him, but he started to realize the depth of the damage he had done. Because did you know Will.i.am from Black Eyed Peas, his manager, knocked out Perez Hilton unconscious? Did you know this?
No, it doesn't surprise me,
though. No, because he had been ripping on Will.i.am. Yeah. They were at a party in 2010 in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
First, Fergie comes up and confronts him. This is so good, all these stories. Fergie comes up and starts going off on Perez Hilton. Then Will.i.am comes up and Hilton says, I don't have to respect you, because Will.i.am was like, why'd you disrespect me, man? And Perez Hilton said, he looked at him, he said, I don't have to respect you, man. You're such a... And then he used a homophobic slur towards Will.i.am. And then he used a homophobic slur, the F word, again towards Will.i.am. And the next thing he knew, he was knocked out by Will.i.am's manager unconscious.
Isn't the ironic thing that Perez Hilton himself is gay?
That's the thing, like that. And he said he outed people for years without their consent, celebrities.
Yeah.
And he obviously understands the depth of that, because we have seen, I mean, there was a college case. Do you remember when that kid at college filmed his roommate? he was getting it on with another guy. He was gay.
Okay.
And his roommate streamed it, and the kid later took his life. This was a really popular story like 10 years ago because it's horrific. And it started bringing awareness to people who were just outing gay people or anyone in the LGBTQ community and the effect it could have, you know, on somebody. So he said that he at one point ran into John Mayer and Jessica Simpson at a bar, and then John Mayer started kissing him first, and then Jessica Simpson joined in all coyly, and Playboy apparently asked John Mayer about this in an interview, and he says, oh, no, like, Perez Hilton was acting as though he had just invented homosexuality. So all of a sudden, I thought, I can out-gay this guy right now, which is even more ridiculous, and I don't believe that for a second. Perez Hilton said, well, that's self-hating. So look, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But he's having to come out now and talk about all the horrible things he's done to people and apologize. And a lot of people don't want to hear it. Would you like to hear the Lady Gaga story as well before I let this story rest?
Oh, God.
Perez Hilton was
he mean to her, too?
Well, he was obsessed with her. And he said, I loved her, and we became really good friends. And he said he would go, you know, see her, and he was going to do a story on her new song that was coming out. Come to find out, he said he flies to Australia or wherever. They get so drunk and pop pills, him and Lady Gaga. They're
Perez
so
Hilton.
Wasted. Perez Hilton and Lady Gaga are popping pills and wasted after her show. He never did the story. She freaked out on him. Because he's like, well, I was too high to do the story. I was going to do it later.
Yeah.
And then their friendship ended, and now she hates him. And she got mad at him for something he wrote. But he said, I openly was being nice to the people that I liked.
Well,
and
yeah,
that so Lady Gaga was using him. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
and
a lot of those
versa.
Trash media sites. Is they're nice to the people that are nice to them and give them the good stories. And the people that are rude, then they can destroy them if they want to with their words.
So he's realizing as he has children now, and all these things, what a jag he was for all those years of bullying. And
Perez Hilton.
Sheesh.
Welcome back to the news, Perez Hilton.
For a second.
Yeah, a commercial-free hour happening next. Hold on. I think it's happened to everybody, especially as you get a little bit older. You realize, oh my God, I've become my mom or my dad. You start doing that one thing that your parents always did, and now you've become your parents.
Yep.
You can always chime in. It's 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. This is a commercial-free hour, by the way.
And I want to be a cool parent, but at the end of the day, I'm just like my parents because I find myself screaming, turn off all the lights. Why are all the lights on? You think lights are free?
Oh, yeah. This is why
my kid will turn on every light in the whole damn house.
Yeah. I'm like this with my wife. She really wants to turn on the furnace. I'm refusing to turn on the furnace just yet.
Have you
just
looked outside this morning? There's like frost still on the ground. It's
7:30. It's going to be like 70 today. It's going to be nice today.
Oh my
gosh. I can't do that yet.
You didn't have your heat on last night?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Nope.
You're
won't
crazy.
Let her do it. Won't let her do it. It's my dad.
Won't let her do it.
My dad would never turn on the heat until like it had to be really cold
like,
for like 2 or 3 days.
What do you mean?
Days.
Like how cold?
He wanted it to be 30 degrees for 3 days. Mm. It was like once it's in the 30s, low 30s for three
That's
days
absurd.
In a row.
To get in the 30s for three, and you're 3 days in with no heat?
That was my
hell
dad.
No.
That was my dad. Man, growing
that
up,
is funny.
Super cheap, super cheap. And I couldn't figure out why I was doing this to my wife, why I was so avidly against turning on the furnace. And it's my dad.
Yeah.
And I realized that yesterday.
Are you thinking about money as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm like, look at the bill. It's going to be out of control.
You're like, it's free right now. It's free. We don't have to run anything. It's free.
Blankets are free. Mm-hmm. Blankets are free. You don't have to pay for those.
That's funny.
You can call or you can text 414-799-1037. By the way, I caught my wife acting like her mother. She was down with her mom in Florida.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
And?
The last week. And she was calling. She goes, my mom saves everything. Thing. She saves all of these bags, just random bags. She saves them. I don't know why. And I go, you know you do that. You do
have
that
Have we
too.
Not talked on this show about bags and how women love bags? Like
no,
we love bags.
I'm talking about like the plastic that something comes in when it arrives in a box, like that plastic that it's in.
Wait.
She'll save that because she might need it to return
it. Oh, that's an old lady thing.
Sometimes she needs it.
That's like leaving plastic on your couch.
she's always, she'll hold on to it, and I'll find it stuffed in a drawer. And I'm like, you realize you're your mother when you do this? She went, I do? And I went, yes, you do. There's one in the drawer right now.
That's weird to keep like, the packaging of the actual.
Because
that's
she knows
weird,
she wants to return
actually.
It. I was like, what do you mean? I was like,
what do you, how would you know you want to return it when you just, I mean, so we're ordering things to return
wife?
Them.
Yes,
I
my
have,
wife,
you're right. That's true.
She'll buy seven or eight
it's
things
just hysterical.
With the intent of returning them because she knows she won't like a couple of them.
Well, you did get the nickname around here is the guy who's always returning stuff.
That's us, man. That's the Riggs house. That's Team Riggs house,
it's
man.
Like, does she buy to make herself feel better and then return it to make herself feel better?
I think she just buys like any woman buys. She just does it all online and doesn't like going to stores. But then she has to go to the store to return it, which doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
That's an excuse, Riggs.
I know it is.
She's buying to make herself feel better and then returning to make herself feel better.
Yes, it's a twofold thing. But she's becoming her mother. Yeah.
I've just told you the truth, okay?
But she's becoming her mother in that sense. I go, look at this. You're like your mom. If your mom keeps the bags, you keep the bags.
That's so funny.
We become our parents as we grow up. What did you do that you made you realize, oh my God, I've become my mom or I've become my dad? What was it? 414-799-1037. The mood is you just became your parents. You just realized, oh my God, I've become my mother or I've become my father. What is happening to me?
Shut the door! The air's on! That's when I really got ashamed of myself and realized what was happening.
Why are all these bags in the drawer? Why? Why do you keep all these bags, my wife, like your mother does?
Because my mom keeps bags and lots of... My mom always had a table filled of nonsense. Crafts,
dude,
napkins. It was always the table of nonsense. Yarn. Garbage.
The keys to a car that you no longer own.
Junk mail. There was always a table that had a bunch of nonsense.
There's usually
on
a package
it.
Of birthday candles, half of them used, always.
Oh, man.
Mike is in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
good morning, Mike.
I don't know if Mike was trying to be funny or not. I got a small snippet of what he said he's like his parents. So, Mike, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
I said I realized I became like my dad when I became an alcoholic.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I don't know if Mike's being funny or serious.
Yeah. I'm being serious, although I've been sober for a year now.
Oh,
congratulations.
Good
for
congratulations.
You. I was going to say, if you're at a point where you're joking about it, you must be past at least the early part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know your dad was an alcoholic? Like, did you have the awareness of that, or was it normal the amount he drank?
No, I knew he was all growing up.
Okay.
He'd go and take trips to the liquor store and come back with three cases of beer.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Well, good on you for getting that under control and recognizing that, man.
Absolutely.
He just passed away last Monday, and so he got to see me sober, and he was proud of me at the end.
I'm so sorry, but like you said, I'm glad he got to see you sober.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sorry about that.
Anybody who's struggling with that, it is possible, and you will not regret it.
Well, and props to you for fighting through. And now you just had your dad just passed away. Do you worry? I mean, you've got support in place now.
Right.
So you don't worry about relapsing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Something traumatic just happened. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something called the...
Family and friends. So.
Oh, good. Good for you for getting help.
If you know people struggling with addiction, the Dewey Center does great things over by Children's, if you're curious. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, Mike. We appreciate you listening, dude.
And I love how openly he just talked about it.
Yeah.
That's how we should be talking about addiction. Like, yeah, I struggled. My dad struggled. I'm so... We don't talk about it. We're like, people are ashamed. I'm
normalize
actually
it.
Proud of him for calling in and saying that. Thanks, Mike.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike. Thanks for listening. We go to Melissa in Waterford. Melissa, how did you know you were becoming your parents? Please be more
sorry
of an
you had to follow Mike.
Yeah, you got
to
follow Mike and his alcoholic father that just died. Your turn.
I don't like to turn the heat on. I did not turn it on last night or today.
Good for you.
And the house dropped down to 60 degrees.
Oof.
And my kids were yelling.
Yeah.
My dad does the same thing. And I also do not like to turn the air on, the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband will turn it on, and I'll shut it off and open the window. It's like 79 degrees in the house.
79.
Oh, girl. Goodness. You're like my grandparents, man.
Goodness gracious.
That's my dad. Yep. And then also from my mom, I have a junk drawer. Everything goes in the drawer.
Yep.
Same, girl. Same. I have the drawer of nonsense. I might have a few of drawers of nonsense.
You got to have at least two.
And what's in them? Nothing.
Well, you know what's in there, though, because if you're looking
for
that one thing, you're looking for a cigarette lighter, it's in there.
Yeah, but then you can't find it anyway. You're like, I thought the cigarette lighter was in here. Now you can't find it.
I needed five votive candles. Five random votive candles. They're in there. Thanks for calling, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa in Waterford.
Amanda is in Greenfield.
Yes.
Amanda, How did you realize you were becoming your parents?
I realized I was becoming like my mom when I avoided buying or wearing anything white.
White?
Okay.
Was it an after Labor Day thing or just altogether white clothing?
Altogether.
Okay.
Because?
We spill a lot.
Oh my gosh, so does my family.
Hey man, that's, I was going to say, you get a lot of stains on white. Everything shows on white.
Mm-hmm. And I just became incredibly fearful of wearing white anywhere and everywhere. So like last year, I was like, I'm going to prove her wrong and fine white.
And you wore white and then you spilled something.
I sure did.
Do you think some of that's this age where you actually care? Like when you're a kid, you don't care if you have stuff spilled on you. So she got older and she's like, I guess I'll stop wearing white now.
Yeah, huh?
That's funny. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Amanda and Greenfield. Somebody texted in and said to Mike, our first caller, we were talking about addiction. They said, I agree. We need to discuss addiction. My brother died from an overdose and it's like a it's taboo to talk about. It's very hard for me, but my parents won't talk about it. Hashtag end the stigma. We agree.
Yeah. We also need to stop judging people when they are recovering from it. Like, this doesn't make you a bad person. You're
getting
yourself
help. We just
saw
it at the presidential debate.
Yeah, right.
Got real awkward there when Joe Biden said, yeah, my kid's got a drug problem and he's overcoming it. It's been hard. Like, I mean, it's so everywhere.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. You can always chime in. When did you realize you were becoming your parents? Oh, man. You knew you were becoming your parents when something happened. And it's becoming like yelling about the thermostat has been a big heated thing here.
That's mine. Shut the door. The air's on now that I'm paying for it and I have an older house. I'm like, oh, hell no, you didn't.
Yeah. Or keeping the junk drawer. A lot of people are saying they got the junk drawer, the random drawer full of crap from their parents that they keep all the time.
Somebody texted in and said, this is great. When I started cooking for four after having kids and would make enough for 80 people, did I realize I was my mom? Oh, that's adorable.
Natalie is in New Berlin this morning. What
hey
up,
girl,
Natalie?
My hood, New Berlin. What's up, girl?
Natalie.
Good morning.
Morning.
How did you know you were becoming your parents?
Oh, my goodness. So I had been teaching. My mom was a teacher. And one of her favorite things to say to me back when I was in school is if I forgot something, she would always say, well, if you don't use your head, use your feet. Go walk back to school and go get it. And my mother came out of my mouth sometimes when my students would forget things in their locker. I'm like, oh, if you don't use your head, use your feet. Go back and go get it. And I was like, oh.
I got to write that down.
If you don't use your head, use your feet. Walk back and get it.
I get so sick and tired of my children saying they can't find something. And I go, if I have to come down to that basement and I find the remote in 3 seconds, it's on, dude. Oh, yeah. And I will. So I'm stealing that line from her. I am. That's great.
Natalie, you said you come from a line of teachers.
Yes. Today my mom was a high school teacher.
It is.
I followed in her footsteps.
Oh, nice.
Today is World Teachers Day, so happy World Teachers Day.
And if you're in New Berlin, maybe you'll have my kids one day.
Maybe.
Maybe.
They're angels, not so much.
They're the rambunctious ones that won't shut up.
They're the ones that talk as much as I do.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for calling, Natalie.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. This is Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria is in Milwaukee. What's going on, Victoria?
Good morning.
Hi.
When did happy on a Monday.
I know.
Hey, girl.
When did
Packers play today?
They do. The Packers play tonight.
And
Packers
it got changed. The game time got moved. Did you know this?
Yeah, it got pushed back, right?
To 7:50. So instead of 7:15, the game is at 7:50. So if you're old, you got to stay up a little bit later tonight.
Go ahead. How did you know you were becoming your parents?
So when growing up, my mom would always snort when she laughed.
Uh-huh.
And we would always make fun of her. And then she would always look at me and just be like, you know, just wait. Like, it came to me when I was in my 20s. And then it started, like, gradually happening to me. I would have a snort here and there. But now it's, like, a complete regular thing when I'm laughing really hard. And now she'll just, like, look at me and be like, I told you so.
Told you.
Riggs, we got to get Victoria to snort. How do we need a joke.
What makes Victoria laugh?
I don't know. What do you, we need you to snort.
I don't know. It has to be either pretty hard when I'm laughing.
Oh my gosh.
When she gets in a big fit, she'll snort. That's funny. Victoria, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening.
Too funny. Oh my gosh. And people are still texting in. You can text all of your stuff in about how you knew you were your parents. I knew I was becoming my parents when I got into an argument with my husband because he took 3 showers in one day.
3 showers? What was he doing?
I'm more worried about why he's taking 3 showers.
Yeah, right? Why couldn't you just do one shower after you get really dirty?
I'm giving you the look right now.
Oh, because he was out with other women?
Well, I didn't say that. that. I'm saying, what did you
Your eyes
shot?
Said that.
Because I wanted you to say it.
I know.
I wanted to say it. I was like, we're taking 3 showers a day.
Is it bad that I can read your eyes like that? That's
you
weird.
You know me too well.
I know.
Hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so get this.
Yep.
We saw Adele come out and just lose a ton of weight. If you missed that on social media, I'm sorry. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Goals. But Rebel Wilson is the latest to come out with a tremendous weight loss, and she looks phenomenal. I mean, she says she's 6 pounds away from her weight loss goal. She's been exercising, eating right, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what Adele did at this point, what her method
Adele
was.
Adele didn't really announce
did
anything.
Did she not she say just, what it was?
There was just a picture of Adele one day, yeah. And they went, holy crap, is that Adele? She's lost a crap ton of weight. She
Nor
never talked
she
about it either.
Have to.
Right.
And
that
at
was
the end
thing.
Of the day, I like to talk about it because people, well, one, I get asked about my weight loss, so
right.
I tell people, oh, I do keto, medical weight loss and wellness, Chef Kayla Marie, but if it inspires someone,
sure.
That's why I like to, because people will be like, oh, you're my inspiration. Well, great, now you're going to be your own inspiration, but if it motivates someone, then awesome. You
of course.
Know, some people don't want to talk about their bodies, though, but Rebel Wilson
you
said...
You shouldn't define yourself by a number on a scale.
Right.
Or anything like that, and don't put too much stock in your body image. Now we're going into eating disorders and body dysmorphia and mental health conditions, but...
Oh, hell.
You can go deep with that.
Yeah, you can.
If you really
want
to.
Yeah, you can.
But
for sure.
Rebel Wilson, though, looks great.
Yeah, 6 pounds away from her weight loss.
Nice.
I think, what did she say her goal weight was? About 165. That's
okay.
What she's working on getting to. So I'm like, you go, girl. She looks amazing. She says she feels great. She started 2020 saying, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And it's amazing through everything, because 2020 got thrown in the air in March.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, she still did it. So
2020 leveled the playing field for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Physically.
Oh, physically.
Physically. Like gaining some weight. I think a lot of people gained some weight over this year. I think a lot of people did.
Most people have gained weight. I mean, you're not as active. Yeah. So.
Eating your feelings a little bit. Yeah.
Definitely eating your feelings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Rebel Wilson. Down.
I've maintained mine, though. Don't jinx me, Riggs.
I'm not going to jinx you. You want to go to Taco Bell later?
Yeah, I want to go eat my feelings. Yeah.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, people are very passionate about this shoe, Riggs.
What?
Either you love them or you hate them.
Louboutins?
No,
Louboutins.
Crocs.
Oh.
I mean, there's no in between
Crocs.
When people fight about this stuff. I've heard arguments from people who love Crocs. And I've heard arguments from people who think they're the worst, okay?
In defense of Crocs, they have evolved from that shoe that's just like the holes in them.
Yes.
And they actually make, dare
Real
I say,
shoes.
Cute shoes for girls.
Well,
they make some good shoes. Some of them are.
You're shopping for girls' shoes, are you? Is this?
My wife said that she saw a sale on Crocs. She goes, look at these shoes. And I go, who makes those? She said Crocs. And I went, shut up.
Yeah. It's wild. Well, listen to this. Justin Bieber is working on a brand of Crocs. And don't judge it yet, because guess who else has already released their own Crocs?
Who?
Post Malone and Bad Bunny already have designed Crocs they released. You know what Justin Bieber did? He got online. I saw this post, and it didn't make any sense. Now it does. It was two yellow Crocs in a pool floating, and it just said soon. I had no idea he was insinuating he's got a Crocs line coming out, but he does. And listen to this. It actually worked, Riggs. Do you know how I know?
How?
Because as soon as Justin Bieber shared the picture of the yellow Crocs saying soon, Crocs shares rose 11%.
Really?
Right after he posted it.
Good for
11%.
Them.
The stock went up. So, hey, I didn't know Post Malone had a version of Crocs. I didn't know Bad Bunny had a version of Crocs.
They're making them cool again.
I knew there was a Crocs store at Johnson Creek. I don't even know if it still exists.
I mean, it probably does.
But my mom would be like, can we go to the Crocs store? And I'd be like, really, mom? And then, like, yeah. But I feel like there's, like, two... Yeah. you're in or you're out. And then for a while, I thought it was just like kids, you know?
Nope. And then, of course, Brett Favre made them infamous back with his pictures, with his Crocs back in the day when he was cheating on his wife with cancer. What?
Well, what? The truth's the truth. What? I'm just saying.
What?
It is what it is.
Crocs. The new Bieber Crocs.
Jeez. And the Packers playing tonight.
They play tonight.
7:50. The game got pushed back a little, so.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Halloween is this month. Now we're in October. By the way, is Halloween considered one of the holidays, you think? Would you consider it part of the holidays? Like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas? Would you lump them all together?
The clump of winter? No, you're asking the wrong person here, but I say that's Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever.
Christmas, Hanukkah,
whatever. As the Jew, I got to say that. But no, but seriously, I think Thanksgiving, Christmas are the holidays. I think that starts in November.
Okay.
I think we get to Halloween. November 1, let's get those Christmas trees on the shelf, but not a day before, even though you know they're already up.
That's another argument for another day.
Can we argue about that in November or something?
Yes, because I think I would like to argue that Halloween should be part of the holidays. I think you should clump it in as well. Why not?
It's a slow death before you go to your family.
Yes! It's part of the burr months. All the burr months suck anyways. October, November, December.
Yeah. No, but seriously.
But we are split. We are divided 50-50 as a country. On this right here.
Okay.
And it has to do with Halloween candy. We are divided, literally, 25 states versus 25 states as to which states prefer chocolate Halloween candy to non-chocolate Halloween candy. So this would be, obviously, your chocolate Halloween candies, your Twix, your Three Musketeers, if you like those. Kit Kats are big. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which is the best.
I'm sorry, but chocolate peanut butter is my speed all day.
That's Wisconsin's favorite, by the way, Allie. I'm glad you bring that up.
Well, I'm Team Wisconsin then.
Mm-hmm. Milky Ways are on that. Reese's Pieces, M&M's. And then you have your non-chocolate candies. Like Twizzlers, Nerds.
Skittles and stuff, you
Skittles,
mean?
Skittles, Starburst, any of that other candy that's non-chocolate
so
related.
So it's like candy or chocolate?
Yes. Well, it's all candy, but chocolate
you know
or non-chocolate.
What I mean.
I do know, yeah.
I would go for the chocolate all day.
Okay.
I have no problem letting the Skittles and I like Skittles and Starburst and all that other stuff, but I could let that sit there and I would never be tempted.
The chocolate
it's
goes
the
first.
It's the Snickers, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the Baby Ruths.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. The candy bars.
I like some of the flavor that they have on the non-chocolate ones, outside of the lemon ones, because those are disgusting and should be burned.
Like what? What's your favorite?
I love Starburst, especially the pink ones and the red ones. Don't at me. Don't at me.
Doesn't everyone love the pink and red? Like, I feel like that's... What is it with pink and red in general?
They're the best.
I mean, here's another example, Riggs. My kids have popsicles.
Yeah.
They fight over the red. It's always the red and the pink flavors.
Because they're the best.
Who said the orange one isn't good or the grape one?
Starburst made a whole...
I choose to differ.
Starburst made a bag of only pink
red,
and reds.
Because
pink
we
and
wanted
reds.
Them. You're right. Fair.
Because they knew.
It was genius when they did
know
that.
Their audience. They know
I was
it.
Trying to defend the other colors and I've given up.
You can't.
I know, you're right.
I would put Blow Pops on that list as well as the non-chocolate candy. I always loved the Blow Pops when I was a kid, when I get them trick-or-treating, especially the sour apple ones.
Yeah, because it seems to last way longer. At least my kids think it does.
And then
it's
you
like
get
two treats in one.
And you get the gum at the end that you can chew on for a while. It's great.
That's what I mean. It lasts way longer. You're like, oh, there's gum, and that's a whole nother treat, according to my mom.
It's two in one.
Oh,
and
your dentist
hates all of it.
You can text or call to 414-799-1037. I will put my foot down, though, securely on the candy corn sucks. And we can debate that another day,
but that just doesn't
even need to be in my realm at all.
But candy corn is out there, though.
Of course it is. And my mom would put these little glass things of it around when I was a kid.
And you can try to disguise candy corn in the form of those little orange pumpkins. No, that's candy corn. You're playing yourself.
Yeah,
it's the same stuff.
It's just a bigger, nastier chunk of candy corn,
dude. It's the same ingredients.
Oh, there goes the phone.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. Chocolate or non-chocolate Halloween candy. Are you as divided as the country? We want to find out next. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.